Welcome to the Bo Sanchez Podcast. And my prayer is that through these powerful messages, you will live an abundant life. This podcast is powered by the Abundance Network.
Question: are you close to your mama? I was very close to her, and she is three things to me. She is now in heaven, but I still believe that, you know, she is there. I can feel her presence and her prayer. And these are the three roles that she played in my life. Number one, my forever fan. You know, when I started preaching when I was 13 years old, she was just my biggest cheerleader, and she believed in me. And she was so happy that I was serving God as a teenager. And all through my, I don't know if you call it, you know, missionary career, she was right there behind me. Every talk that I would give, she would find a way to be there. She would ride a cab. She would go there. She'll be at the back and she will record my talk. And, you know, the recording stuff or gadgets during that time, it was really bulky and big, and she would bring it, a tape recorder, cassette recorder. You kids, you don't know what this I'm talking about, but it's there. And she would record my talk. I would go home. And when I would go home, I'd hear my own voice preaching inside the house because my mom in her bedroom is listening and reviewing my talk. And sometimes I'd go home, you know, from preaching, and she heard my talk and she would tell me, "Oh, Bo, you know, you gave a great talk." And I said, "Thank you, Mom." She was my forever fan. And then I would ask her, so what do you like about my talk? Like, what specific thing? What did I say? What truth did I say? Or what story did I share that you really, really like? And then she would think and she would think and she would think, and then she would tell me, "Ah, basta maganda." That's my mom, my forever fan. That's her first role. The second role, she was my consistent coach. I was gonna say nagger, but no. She would be the one who would ask me at different times of the day, "Did you pray already? Did you go to mass already?" I'm telling you, at that time, it felt like nagging. And it felt like, "Mom, I'm already a missionary and you're asking me, did I pray this morning? Did I read the Bible this morning? Did I go to church? You know, I'm a missionary. Hello, I'm a preacher." But no, she would just ask me. And she would say, "Oh, I'm just asking. And she would remind me, "Bo, you have a gift." And yes, I know I have a gift, Mom. No. Please understand. You know, I know you're hearing this because you think I'm your mom and I'm proud of you. But no, I'm just reminding you, you have a gift, and do not waste your gift. You know, keep on saying yes to God. God gave me that gift to preach. And so that's my mom, my consistent coach. And the third role that she has in my life, my indispensable intercessor. She prayed for me, and I felt it. Like every day she would mention my name before God, and she would pray in the rosary. I would see her going to mass every day, and I know that she prayed for me, and she prayed for her other children, maybe lesser soul to them than me. I'm just kidding. She loved us equally. And the reason why I'm sharing all this to you is I thank God I have a earthly mom who is now in heaven, and she continues to be my forever fan, and she continues to be my consistent coach, because every time I remember her, it's like she's still there beside me, and I know she's praying for me. She's my intercessor. But we do have a beautiful mother, the mother of Jesus, who has become our mother. And the reason why I know that, because in the gospel for the day, while Jesus was hanging on the cross, he gave his mother to us. He said, "Son, behold your mother." That's what he said to John. And John represents all of the disciples of Jesus. That's us. He gave his own mom to us. We have a mama. And that mama is a forever fan. She loves you. That mama is a consistent coach. If you just think about her life it will inspire you to love Jesus. And number three, she is your indispensable intercessor. She prays for you. Mama Mary, I'm talking of Mama Mary. She prays for you. This is your mother. And so thank God that you have a mother. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you so much, Jesus, for giving your mother to become my mother. And thank you for her inspiration, and thank you for her intercession, and thank you for her love, and thank you that I have a mother. And Mama Mary, thank you for praying for me, and thank you for leading me to Jesus. Amen and amen. Elevate your Full Tank experience by becoming a Full Tank supporter. And as my way of saying thank you, you will receive Full Tank Saturday, Full Tank Sunday, plus other exclusive videos only for supporters. All you have to do is click the button subscribe here in Facebook or the button join in YouTube when you use a computer. Thank you so much for your kindness. God reward you for your generosity.